And welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, who had his first hit in the U.S. in 1970, but was well known before then among American performers who covered his songs. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he said about Lightfoot, who died on May 1st last year.
Biographer Nicholas Jennings so eloquently summed up singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot's career. His name is synonymous with timeless songs about trains and shipwrecks, rivers and highways, lovers and loneliness, Lightfoot's biographer wrote. Lightfoot died May 1st in Toronto, Canada. No cause of death was given, but he was fighting serious health issues for several years. He was 84. Lightfoot already was a star in Canada and well-known among U.S. singer-songwriters when he broke through with a hit in the States. He had his first hits in his home country of Canada in 1962. Canadian folk singers Ian and Sylvia and U.S. folkies Peter, Paul, and Mary started covering his songs in the mid-1960s, and others followed. Judy Collins, Bob Dylan, Marty Robbins, and Elvis Presley, among others, began singing his songs. He finally hit gold in the U.S. in 1970 with our song of the day, If You Could Read My Mind. It sold more than 1 million copies in the U.S. and reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Lightfoot was an admitted serial philanderer, and it was a theme in many of his songs. Our song of the day is him reflecting on his divorce from his first wife. He had his biggest U.S. hit, Sundown, in 1974. The single and the album of the same name reached number 1 in the U.S. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, a song about the sinking of the freighter, reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1976. Lightfoot never had the same success in the U.S., but he never stopped touring and making albums. He played his final concert October 30th, 2022.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to If You Could Read My Mind on the WGCU website, where Sheldon posts once a week, or hear the song on YouTube. You also can get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about Pete Brown, a British poet turned songwriter who wrote the lyrics to Sunshine of Your Love. Please share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.